Thailand's Prime Minister said today that an Asian summit will go ahead as planned, despite a massive anti-government protest calling for his resignation. The three-day summit with leaders from 16 Asian nations is scheduled to start in Thailand tomorrow. But the meeting approaches as nearly 100,000 protesters rallied in Bangkok today in the biggest challenge to Prime Minister Abbasid's four-month-old government. The fourth administration since former Premier Thaksin Shinawatra was ousted in a 2006 coup. Charles Monthin-Vin Chen Chai is a PhD student of international studies in London. He spoke to us about the possibility for political stability between the two sides.
There has been talk in the previous week where apparently an arbiter that would be acceptable to both conflicting parties might come forward after the Songkran or the Thai New Year holiday. But at the moment, we actually don't know who they are and what their position is in society and whether they actually have any credibility with either side. So it's rather nebulous right now. But in previous conflicts, especially ones that have simmered on for more than a day, it was monarchy's role, as it were, to act as this arbiter. But I don't think the palace sees this as that much of a serious threat to social order as of yet, whereas the last time they intervened, people were being killed on the streets over several days and buildings were being burnt down. So that's the level of seriousness that they would intervene. But at the moment, the protests, even though they might be loud and a little bit more boisterous than the usual run of protests, they are being orderly, and thus far there has been no destruction of property or injuries.